From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. In advance of next week's G20 Economic Summit in Pittsburgh, President Obama today emphasized the need for stricter regulations to prevent another global economic meltdown.
Because of the steps taken by our nations and all nations, we can now say that we've stopped our economic freefall. But we also know that stopping the bleeding isn't nearly enough.
The president used his weekly address to tell other countries that his administration is serious about tackling U.S. shortcomings that have been blamed for triggering last year's global crisis. Mr. Obama says as the world's largest economy, the U.S. must lead not just by word, but by example. President Obama hosts the G20 summit in 5 days. Union members in Ohio have agreed to a deal with Goodyear Tire and Rubber that will prevent the closing of several factories during the next 4 days. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has more.
More than 10,000 steelworkers have agreed to a new contract that provides minimum staffing levels at 6 of the 7 Goodyear plants represented by the United Steelworkers Union. The plan also calls for Goodyear to invest $600 million at those plants to make sure equipment stays up to date. Goodyear says this agreement, along with recently completed local agreements, will prevent the closing of several factories, including those in Ohio, Alabama, New York, Kansas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Goodyear plans to hold a conference call with its investors Monday to outline more details about the agreement. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
The search continues for an insane killer who took off from a field trip organized by his mental hospital in Washington State. Sergeant Dave Reagan of the Spokane County Sheriff's Office says authorities are checking everywhere they can think of for Philip Arnold Paul.
We're learning of some potential locations and contacts here locally that we were unaware of initially, and those places are being checked. And, we're out doing what we do when we're looking for somebody that doesn't want to be found.
Paul was committed after being acquitted by reason of insanity for the slaying of an elderly woman in 1987. Her body was soaked in gasoline to throw off search dogs. A man that was questioned in a New York, Colorado terrorism investigation met with his lawyer today instead of talking to the FBI. A spokesperson for Najibullah Zazi's defense team says Zazi's lawyers canceled the FBI meeting. Authorities had questioned the airport shuttle driver for 3 straight days. Zazi insists he played no role in a terrorist plot and has no links to Al-Qaeda. Authorities in Virginia arrested a 20-year-old man accused of 4 murders at Richmond's International Airport. A spokesperson for the airport says Richard Mikorski III was found sleeping in baggage claim when police arrested him. 4 bodies were found in a home about 50 miles west of Richmond. You're listening to NPR News. President Obama says some people probably don't like him because of his race, but he says he doesn't think that's what's fueling the uproar over health care overhaul. Mr. Obama says the country is having an intense debate over the role of government in people's lives. He told NBC News it's an argument that has gone on for the history of this republic. The head of the Arkansas National Guard says he's disturbed by a rise in the number of suicides among troops returning from combat. Michael Hiblin with member station KUAR has more from Little Rock.
Major General William Wofford made a plea for the public's help.
The emergency we're facing is an increase in suicides in our force. Since January 1st of this year, we've had 4 suicides in the National Guard.
There have also been 5 other unattended deaths of Arkansas Guardsmen. For those who know returning troops, Major General Wofford has this request.
Keep an eye on that soldier and airman. Be alert to any unusual or uncharacteristic behavior.
Military officials say nationwide, suicide is on the rise as soldiers return from Iraq and Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiplin in Little Rock, Arkansas.
House Republican leader John Boehner says protests known as Tea Parties that have been held in the nation's capital and other cities across the country are the result of pushback against Democrats' out-of-control spending. Boehner accuses Democrats of bankrupting the nation. He spoke to today at a conservative event in Washington. A mistaken alert at a nuclear power plant frightened some residents of a New York City suburb. The recorded voice blared a message of emergency over and over. An official at Indian Point Nuclear Plant says that was a mistake. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.